Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Zaboys Power Hour! Everyone out there in internet, wait, radio, and radio land, it is the Zaboys Power Hour with me, Positive C, Jimmy the Brain Box, Thornquist on the left, and a Violator, Will Shotwell.
Hey, hey!
Producer extraordinaire, rubbing your knobs and twisties. And here we
all
go.
All the time.
It is May.
All day long.
It is May 29th. It is lightning like crazy outside of the Brain Box's domicile. It looks like apocalypse outside. It really does.
The end is coming.
The end is near, but not the end of our show. In fact, we are just beginning out there, guys. We're just beginning to tickle your fancies with everything that the Zaboys Power Hour does, which is a quick little snippet of our minds given to you at fast-paced and high-velocity speeds like a fastball to the dome.
Ooh. I don't know if it's going to be that fast, but I'll get it as fast as I can.
Okay, well, I mean, if we can get a little faster, we can speed it up a little bit. It'd be really, really good. Brainbox, how have you been this past couple of weeks, man?
Oh, man, it's been good. It's been good. It's been a great Memorial Day weekend so far, and work's been going great, and I think we're all feeling good.
Violator, how have you been this past week?
It's been a bittersweet week and weekend for me.
Oh, why so? Why so? Before we get into first things first, why so?
I am leaving my current job at Cumulus. I love you dearly. To go work at iHeart instead.
iHeart Media is where we'll find the Violator. Yes, he'll be bringing his talents to the, I guess, the new and improved Clear Channel, which is iHeart Media.
Yep.
And one of the things he does very well is he organizes things very well. Violator's great at organizing things and organizing thoughts and putting them together in form. And I think we have a form that he does it really well in. It's called What's on Tap. And so he tells us everything that happens on the Boys Power Hour today.
I can only put it in bar references anyways.
Former so bartender, yes.
That's my limit. That's my limit right there. I can organize everything that has to do with the bar.
Well, what's on tap there, sir?
Today at the Brain Box Bar, our amazing, delicious four-course liquid lunch will have a big overpoured shot of the Trend featuring Johnny Depp and Captain Hydra. We'll also be sharing a bottle of the finest bourbon with the Cowboys while we discuss what's to come with the team. Of course, we can't forget about a shot to immunize yourself from Zika. And lastly, we will finish off our liquids with a pint of Who Would You Rather?
Very good there, Violator. Yes, all that and more coming up for you on the Zaboys Power Hour. But first... things first. This is where we go over one of the bigger news stories out there in the entire world. If not our world, if not locally, there's a few stories that we have that we could have chose from. But I thought this is a very important one to bring up when I was doing prep and working on what we were going to go over. Zika virus, guys. You guys remember this?
Yummy.
A few, like, maybe like 8-9 months ago, everyone was really, really freaking out about it.
Like with Ebola a couple of years ago?
Yes, exactly. Like those other things. Like, but here's a little difference in the Zika than Ebola. Ebola mainly is...
kills you.
Well, it's on the halfway other side of the world, basically. Yeah. You know, it's in Africa, mainly. Like, we don't really get anything over here. The Zika virus is just to the south of us, guys, in South America. Yeah, well, yeah.
That was horrible. I'm sorry.
That was awful.
You're getting my Mexican chance going.
Yes, you do. We're not even talking about Mexico. We're actually talking about Brazil. And we're talking about, well, talking about South America, and we're talking about Brazil. And we're talking about Rio de Janeiro, to be super specific, the location of this year's Olympics. And that's where we're going with this, guys.
2016.
Because 125 doctors, professors, scientists have signed a paper and all agreed that there should not be an Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. In fact, they sent this paper, this letter, to the World Health Organization calling sending people to the Games.
Wait, they sent it to who?
The World Health Organization.
Who?
Sending people to the game would be unethical, guys. What do you guys feel on this, considering that the Olympics are a very important part of this world's culture?
Well, first, we gotta look at the symptoms first. We're talking about something that causes fever, rash, joint pain, and some red eyes. I think the big worry, though, is that it's gonna cause what do they call that? Microcephaly in children?
Yeah. Yes, that's the biggest worry, yes.
And which creates, you know, hearing loss, eye defects, growth defects in small children. Do I think that we need to postpone the Olympics because of this? No, because it's not lethal.
But this does present a big opportunity for that virus to spread throughout the world.
It does. But we're not talking about a lethal virus. My only worry there is that viruses have a tendency to adapt and change their environments, so it could become lethal. But really, the biggest scare is that you transfer it to your kid if you're pregnant. So to prevent this, all you have to do is... people don't need to have sex in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, but that's not gonna not happen. Do you know what the Olympics are? The Olympics are, it's one of the most sexually active times. Like, they send thousands of condoms to wherever the Olympics are because there's nothing but sex going on with these high, powerful, like a lot of testosterone and estrogen in there. Yeah. Like, everyone's ready to go.
Everyone's hot, sweaty. But you know what? Why not just have Trojan sponsor the Olympics this year?
I don't think, but you say it's not a lethal virus. I think that's foolish thought, and yeah, it's not lethal, so we shouldn't worry about it spreading. You know what I mean? Like you said, the viruses change. The Brazilian strain acts unlike any other strain science has observed. Like, this isn't the normal Zika that they've been actually dealing with. No. This Brazilian strain is even different than other Zika. I mean, that's not something we should be playing around with. We're giving ourselves up. Really, if we send our hundreds and hundreds of athletes down to this place where they're not doing very well when it comes to cleaning anything up, like, their streets are dirty, their water has been filthy for a while, the health scares in Brazil and Rio de Janeiro were way beyond Zika before even the Zika virus came on. Like, people were worried about Rio de Janeiro being the home for the Olympics a year and a half, 2 years ago. People were like, wait, this is probably not a good thing. Before Zika even reared its head, I think we're making a mistake if we let our athletes and we let people go down there and then go back to their home countries. I think we're being foolish.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely how all small viruses end up growing very quickly, is because you gather a bunch of people in and you let them travel home, and all of a sudden it's on planes, it's in different countries, it starts to spread that way. And I mean, this thing spreads through mosquitoes, so places without mosquitoes or lower mosquito populations won't be as affected as strongly. So colder areas,
yes,
but we're still talking about a lot of South America's, a lot of roughly anything in the mid-range of the world. So a little bit above the equator, a little bit below the equator. Yeah, we're going to see a big spread from it.
And we're not at, and here's another thing too. We're really kind of even thinking with the mosquitoes in one way, but man, just the actual spread of the virus human to human, we're not even experiencing the full range of how that could happen. And it's a sexually transmitted disease.
It could lay dormant for a while.
It could. And you see how powerful sexually transmitted diseases are. AIDS wiped out people. Like, we were thinking Armageddon was happening in the late 80s when AIDS was killing and HIV was killing everybody. So it's like, how quickly could this spread without us even realizing it, just because we decided that the Olympics were way more important than health? That doesn't make any sense. And another thing is the World Health Organization is asking for a independent investigator to be linked in there. Well, actually, the professors are asking the World Health Organization to have an independent investigator because apparently the International Olympic Committee and the World Health Organization are linked up pretty hardcore with each other. Mm-hmm. So it's not too good for them to be investigating science, a conflict of interest. It's like okay, we're not going to get into this scandal, but the Baylor scandal is happening down there a little south of us right now in Waco.
Yeah.
It's like the Baylor University investigating their own football team. Well, yeah, they made it come out with these findings, but a lot of the findings that they had to come with an independent investigation unit because it's a conflict of interest if you're investigating something yourself. You have too close to.
Yeah. What if, it's just kind of an idea here, what if this whole Zika scare, though, is just the government media's way of scaring us into our own control of population control, like our own self-population control?
I could see that, you know, just because the conspiracy theorist in me loves that kind of thing.
I like it, but
that's why I had to play into that.
I find it very unlikely, but you never know. I'll give it that 1%.
Yeah, so I'll agree with you there. It's highly unlikely, but, you know.
All right, let's move on. Second things second here, and first things first. This is the question I put out there on Twitter, at Radio Zaboys, or at Zaboys Media, actually. We're not Radio Zaboys anymore on Twitter. At Zaboys Media, it was a poll question. We didn't get anyone answering, so if you guys out there go follow Zaboys Media, at Zaboys Media on Twitter, and answer some poll questions, it'd be awesome.
And then share it.
And share. What do you...
Sharing is caring.
What would you like to see next in downtown Dallas, or Fort Worth, and Fort Worth, and or... either one. Would you like to see casinos? Would you like to see a new Mav Stars Arena? Would you like to see a new large capacity music hall? Would you like to see a new baseball franchise come in? You know, in a downtown franchise for one of these teams? Or would you like a Times Square type entertainment center and media center like they have in New York? Of those five things, or maybe something you think of, what would you like to see in downtown Dallas and Fort Worth?
Well, I mean, There's big talks, you know, since the Rangers are coming up with their new stadium. Like, they're thinking about making that entire big, you know, just entertainment area, like entertainment section.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's going to happen. It's Texas Live, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be awesome. But as for... it depends on the type of music venue, because we've already got our fine arts music venue, Bass Hall, and that's probably going to always be there forever.
Right.
And but I would like to see... aside, the Bomb Factory just came out to Dallas too, but I would like to see kind of I guess an arena that's not for sports, but like, you know, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of things.
So we've got a lot of those too, though.
Yeah, you got...
we have a lot of venues, but we don't have like a giant venue just for me, like New York has with Carnegie Hall and places. Like, we don't have that.
We've tried that. Where AT&T Center is, you know, they were trying to build that up and make it a big entertainment spot, very Times Square-y, and I don't think it's going to work either. I think what we need to see is a functioning movie studio in this area.
Yeah.
And pull it from California, and then after that, a casino can follow.
Yeah. I would really love to see casinos, because I think that will be a big economic boost. And speaking of boosts, these guys are a boost of energy that we need right now. We have a band out of Houston and Irving and a whole bunch of other different places around Texas, but they're a hardcore metal band, A Tragedy at Hand. This is their song...
Z-O-M-G Zong.
Zong! We'll be back with the Boys Power Hour after this.
Yeah!
Show, and I would like to introduce you to the boys who know more about sports than probably your barbershop or your person that does your produce. It's the boys, and it's the Grand Slam Sports.
Woo!
Welcome everybody back. This is the Boys Power Hour. I'm Positive C. Got Jim the Brain Box. Hey. I got the Violator with me, and it is time for the boys Grand Slam Sports. And tonight, our topic is going to be the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Because they started minicamp this week, guys.
Which... Ooh, minicamp, what?
Do you guys know what minicamp entails, really?
No.
Minicamp is basically the first time that the fans, the press, get a really good look at how this team's coming into form. Because there are other little, like, OTAs and whatnot that happen before at hand, but you don't really see what's really going on. This is the first time that everybody gets to finally gather around and ask the questions that are burning inside everyone's mind for America's team. And we are going to ask these same questions right here today in a little thing I like to call the boys' two-minute drill. Woo-hoo!
Ooh, yeah.
Can I really do this? Basically, what we're going to do, guys, is we have a topic, burning Cowboys topic, that we're going
to... I think Taz wants to be a part of the Cowboys right now.
He will. He's got a Cowboys ball that he's sitting there flooding around with.
Right.
But here we go. We're going to do 2 minutes on each topic, guys.
All right.
Round this table out. If we do not complete the topic within the 2 minutes that we go to this round table, the person who started out the topic is going to get a point. And we will tell you more about what our point system means later on. Just remember that, guys.
Sounds
points. Fun. Points matter. This is not whose line is anyway. The points
do
matter. So let's start this off. The Cowboys 2 minute drill. Tony Romo, health, and the backup QB is our very first topic, guys. And I will take a volunteer. Who wants to go first when we start off?
I'll go ahead and go first on this one.
Oh, Thorny. Thorny Brain Box, starting off the 2 minute drill of the Cowboys questions. Here we go. Start it in 3, 2, go, sir.
Okay, so on Fox's The Herd, Romo stated, "I play an important position on the team." And he's very right. Somebody has to fill that spot on the injured reserve list. But in all seriousness, I'm sure we'll see a healthy Romo at the beginning of this season and an injured Romo by the end of the third quarter, which is, you know, pretty typical. But beside that, who's going to back him up? We're hearing a lot about Kellen Moore. You know, he's probably going to be our number two. Last season, we saw him do decent in two and a half games, technically, with 4 touchdowns, but he had 6 interceptions. So that's where I stand right there.
Violator.
I don't do sports. I'm sorry. I didn't have time to prep for this today.
Okay, guys. 15 teams used a backup QB last year, but only 4 of those teams made the playoffs. So that means that Tony has to be healthy, or this ship is sunk. And as for our backup, it's like he said, it's Kellen Moore, and that should scare you. that should absolutely make you the most frightened of any. Because think about this. All right, the teams that made the playoffs. You got Pittsburgh. They had Landry Jones as their backup.
Yes.
A higher draft pick has a pedigree at Oklahoma. Okay, that's pretty good. The Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, their backup was a pretty decent guy. I think it's AJ McCarron, a guy who came from a Alabama team that won a national championship. He's a good. They had good backups. Brock Osweiler for Denver, very good. Got himself a contract down in Houston. We have Kellen Moore. We have Kellen freaking Moore. The guy is built like a seventh grade freaking girl.
Yeah.
That's our backup quarterback. We all need to be very, very worried.
We are. It's obvious we are.
All right, moving right along. Next on the 2-minute drill, which is pointless because Violator did not prep, so we're not even going to do it that way.
I was working all day.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
For sure, for sure. Next topic on the list is going to be Jason on the hot seat. And I'll start this out, guys. This is now Jason Garrett's 6th year as the head coach.
Yes.
And it seems like you should be able to really get what you need done in 6 years.
Yeah, a lot of coaches don't even get that much chance.
They really don't. And his handprints are all over this team. You can tell that this is actually, like, he's helped build it, he's helped structure it, and everything's kind of going his way. But he's only had one winning season in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else has been 8-8 or below. That's not good. But here's my thing. I think that he is tied to Tony Romo.
Yeah.
I think that once Tony leaves, he's gone. I think that Jerry Jones is basically going to ride Tony and ride Jason until it ends. And that's we're going to be stuck with him until then.
So you don't think Jason Garrett's in the hot seat?
No, I think he's got at least as long as Romo is playing.
Yeah, see, I agree with you. I think all this hot seat talk came up last season against Washington. He survived through that. The team is changing. He has that psychopathic stare. Garrett is here for at least the 2016-2017 season while they're retooling the team still. But I think come playoffs time this year, I'd put money on it that we'll hear more about him being in the hot seat.
Especially if they don't make it.
Exactly. I think that's what's going to happen. Is if he doesn't make it this year, it'll be back to, is Jason Garrett in the hot seat? And we'll actually have more fear there that he's going to be gone. Or is it really going to be fear, though? It might be time for a change.
Yeah, I think it might be time for a change, too, by that time. All right, next question. Randy Gregory, one of the biggest question marks since he was drafted. Ooh. Even in Nebraska, he was a big old question mark. Yeah, yep. He had a big old green question mark like the Riddler. Because so many freaking questions with this guy's mental capacity. Like, sorry, you cannot trust him. You can't do it. In fact, they've proven that they can't trust him because they call what he has, smoking pot all the time, they've called it an illness. And that's not good. Whenever your guy who is supposed to be your biggest pass rusher has an illness in his mind, you're not going to be successful. And the fact that they drafted Charles Tapper out of Oklahoma in the 4th round means they're already planning to replace him. They're not planning him in the future. They're planning to move on from Randy Gregory. And that's what they should do. They should not give him any more chances except to... Okay, perfect example of Randy Gregory is what Josh Hamilton is to the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have him. Yeah, he's there. But they're not planning on this guy being anything. But if they get something from him, it's awesome. It's icing on the cake. But, I mean, he's there because maybe this is the best place for him. Because if he's not with the Dallas Cowboys, he might be doing something a lot worse than just smoking weed.
Yeah. So what's the question? Never actually stated it.
Should the Cowboys trust Randy Gregory?
Oh, okay. No, they should not trust him again. But they will. You know, it's the Cowboys. They will. I mean, we're talking about a guy that dropped in the draft. He's out 4 games. Apparently has issues in meetings, walkthroughs, and at practice. But there's already talk that they're going to need him to step up his game this year with Greg Hardy being gone because he's got to make sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there says, yeah, we're going to trust him, but we know we shouldn't as well. They know. They've already hurt themselves by saying that. Like, they've stated, we got to use you. But we don't want to.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's a bad idea. But it's the Cowboys. What are you going to expect, man? They do themselves all the time.
Next question, guys. Who should start at running back? And because every year there is a dynamic rookie that takes over everything. Alfred Morris, the guy who actually is on the Dallas Cowboys, was that guy whenever he was a rookie. I mean, Darren McFadden was supposed to be that guy. To take over everything. And he wasn't that guy. So where does Ezekiel Elliott fall in? in there. Is he going to be a Darren McFadden bust his rookie year, who kind of does a little bit, doesn't really do much, maybe gets hurt? Or is he going to be Alfred Morris and completely make people forget about everything else that has happened? If Ezekiel Elliott does exactly what a number four pick should do, mm-hmm. we should not even remember the name DeMarco Murray.
No, we shouldn't.
We should be only talking about the crop top.
So here's the thing, man. I really like Alfred Morris, but I don't have faith in him. And everyone is talking Ezekiel Elliott, but I don't think that as a rookie, he knows what the NFL is about yet.
No.
So I think we're going to see a lot of issues, and very rarely do rookies know how to play. I think that Darren McFadden has pretty much the experience with the team. He's earned the spot from last year, even though he didn't do great, but he still played, and he made some plays. I mean, nothing amazing. He wasn't DeMarco Murray. But I'm also willing to say that once I see Elliott perform, I'll be willing to change that tune. I'll be able to jump over the Elliott team if he can actually show us something.
Yeah, I think McFadden should get the start. I think that we should go out of training camp with McFadden as your number one. That changes definitely during the season. And in fact, we've proven so many times that it doesn't matter who's starting. It just matters who finishes. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of finishing, we're about to finish all of your faces with the last question, burning question on your face, Dallas Cowboys questions. Can the D be better than last year? I do not think so. I do not think so at all. You know why? Because it's basically the same pieces that you had last year, minus even a couple of big pieces. Just like the two big defensive ends, Gregory and Lawrence, that will be gone for suspension for the first few games. You're also missing a big part in Greg Hardy, who's not on the team, who's not on any team, actually, right now.
That's six sacks gone right there.
That's six sacks gone. That's Rolando McClain, your middle linebacker. Yeah, he's hurt right now. He's hurt and fat. Yep. He's fat and hurt. That is not good. That's not a good way to start your season. So you're looking at Sean Lee in your linebacking core.
Sean Lee gets hurt every season halfway through.
Exactly. You're looking at Kyle Wilbur, who has been with the team for about 4 or 5 years and has done nothing to separate himself at all. And what else on this defense? You're looking at the return of an injured Orlando Scandrick. You're looking at maybe Morse Claiborne finally fulfilling potential. Yeah. You have a lot of questions and too many questions for this defense to get any better.
I have to disagree, though. I think that they can get better, but it's not going to be based off of, because we have the players. No, they're going to have to practice. They're going to have to train. They're going to have to be better.
They're going to have to not get hurt.
Exactly. They're going to have to be better by doing better. And a big thing is, I think last year we overhyped that defensive line. We were super excited. We thought we were naming them already before they even started playing, and we were just getting all of, we were crazy about it.
Yeah.
This year now, I think we've stepped back. We're calmed down. We know that there's holes. We're like, yeah. But that means now they have a chance to prove to us that they can be better. Mm-hmm. And that drives teams a lot of the time, is whenever the fans don't really believe in them, they can come back and say, yeah, no, we are better. We're better than all these guys that you thought were going to be the dream team.
You know what? That actually reminds me of the Texas Rangers bullpen, because before the season, everything I heard was the Texas Rangers bullpen was going to be the greatest of all time, basically. Mm-mm. And you saw what happened. You see what happens right now is we go and move along to something else here on the Zaboys Power Hour with the Positive Seed, Jim the Brain Box, and the Violator. We have a fabulous band coming out of Arlington, Texas. His name, he is a full band. It's West Abeladejo.
And this is his song, Enjoy the Ride.
West Abeladejo and his song, Enjoy the Ride. On the Zaboys Power Hour.
All right now. La da da da, la da da, la da 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 da. Well, open up your eyes, cause this is the time of our lives, and you don't wanna miss a thing, so please don't
say goodbye. Since the wheels are rolling right, then we can still go for the ride. And if we crash into a ditch, then at least we can say we tried. Cause I'm not giving up on me. We've come too far eternally right now. Discouraging, but nothing ever seems to quite work out. All right now, la da 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 da. Open my eyes, cause this is the time of our lives. And I'm not gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna take in all the sights. And since the wheels are rolling right, then we can still go for the ride. And if we crash into a ditch, I guess that's where we'll sleep tonight. Cause I'm not giving up on me. We've come too far to turn and leave right now. Be discouraging, but nothing ever seems to quite work out. Well, I'm not giving up on me. We come too far to turn and leave right now. Well, I know things may be discouraging, but nothing ever seems to quite work out. Whoa. All right now. La da 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 da. La da 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 da.
Here with a special news bulletin. We are back here with the Zaboy's Power Hour, and now it's time for the trend where the boys go on Twitter and say everything else. Yay! Welcome back to the Zaboy's Power Hour. I'm Positive C. I have Violator, Will Shot, Will producing, and then there is the greatness that is Jim the Brain Box Thornquist to my
Howdy,
left.
Y'all.
My co-host extraordinaire. And right now we're about to go into what is called the trend.
It's
where we go on Twitter and Facebook and all these social media platforms and find what everybody's talking about. What are they tweeting about? What are they posting about? What are they sharing?
Mm-hmm.
And we discuss it. We either discuss the topic or something around the topic. We have a little fun with it. It's a good time here on the Zaboy's Power Hour, brought to you by the Zaboy's Media Network.
Ooh, yeah.
And right now, we're going to start with the first hashtag on the twin. On the twin. Yes, I fit it white.
The twin.
The twin. Yeah, and I'm a fun boy. Hashtag 00Loki. That's Ooh. Right, with talk stalling with Daniel Craig to come back as James Bond, Loki from Thor and the Avengers movies, Tom Hiddleston is said to be the front runner for the part. So here we go, guys. How do you feel about Tom Hiddleston maybe being James Bond?
How do I feel about Loki being James Bond? You know what? When he's outside of all the Loki costume, he's a pretty suave guy.
Yes, he is.
But I don't think he's built to be James Bond.
No, he is not.
I've gotten very used to the Daniel Craig, well-built, but not overly masculine type. He plays the role well. He plays it dark and gritty enough. And I like that. And I want to see more of that. I want to see somebody who's rugged enough, but also well-kept enough to be a realistic James Bond. Like the kind of guy that could walk in and he could order a martini and a girl would be like, ooh, this guy's interesting. Not somebody would walk in and be like, martini. And they'd be like, that guy's gay.
I don't know. Daniel Craig, in my opinion, and there will be people who argue with me on this, but I think Daniel Craig is probably the best Bond that has ever been.
Oh, to this date.
And even, you know, Sean Connery fanatics. Like, I understand the love of Sean Connery. He was great. He was suave. He was awesome. He was one of the greatest Bonds. But Daniel Craig sticks his character so close to the actual character.
What does he do there, Violator?
He sticks it.
I know you have a James Bond obsession.
Sticks it to your mother, Trebek.
You're sitting on a gold mine.
He sticks so close to the way the James Bond is in the books. Yes. It's phenomenal. And I haven't really seen a whole lot of Tom Hiddleston stuff aside from him being Loki. Yeah. So, I mean, he might could do it. I've got other choices that I would pick before him, but...
Now, that brings me to my next question on this one. Who do you want to be James Bond, if not Tom Hiddleston? I'll go first, actually, guys. Uh-huh. I am totally down with them going ahead and going ahead to go with Tom Hiddleston. I think, yeah, go ahead. And you know what? Actors get buff. Put him on a workout regimen. Get him a little bigger. Make it a little different. I mean, we already reset the James Bond universe one time. Who says you can't reset it again to make it kind of the Connery version of Bond and make it the kind of suave kind of guy? Who would you want there?
See, I always liked it when we were rumoring the idea of Idris Elba.
Okay,
making the first black James Bond. To me, Idris Elba plays a solid, very stoic, strong man. Like, if you ever watched Luther, he was great in Luther. It was very James Bond-esque. He would be perfect in that role. I could see him, you know, chasing a guy up the wing of a helicarrier or something and jumping off onto a crane and, you know, grabbing it and beating the guy down and, you know, pull out a PP7 and bow pow.
And then going and go hang out at the bar and getting a martini.
Exactly. Walking in and just drinking a Heineken or a martini and being like, how's it going? And he's got the British accent. He's very British.
He's super black and British.
Yeah. So that's my vote. Idris Elba.
Violator.
This was kind of floating around earlier, but I still think Tom Hardy would make a really good choice.
Right. That's kind of...
Because he's got the suave and sophistication, and he knows how to kind of act like that mysterious person. And apparently ladies like him too. So I really think that Tom Hardy would be the most logical choice if there was anybody that's going to replace Bond.
LLTH. Ladies love Tom Hardy. All right, moving along on Twitter. The hashtag Hell's Baby. A picture has surfaced on Twitter of a Welsh baby that looks strikingly like celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay. That's actually on facebook.com/ The Boys Media Network. Oh, bloody hell. With the... the baby looks exactly like me. This baby's all wrong. And it's really weird because the baby was born because of a sperm donor. So maybe Gordon is the father. I don't know. So here's my question, guys. Would you ever donate your sperm, first off?
Yes.
How much am I getting paid?
Whatever the going rate is about sperm. I don't know what's... I think you get paid quite a bit for your little
75.
I don't know. All I know is if they take mine, if they don't get, you know, their health in check, they're going to die at about 45 or 50 from a heart attack. So.
Damn. What about you?
I'm just saying, mine is not...
I would, but I'm not allowed to.
You're not allowed to? Why are you not allowed to there, Brain
STDs
Box?
STDs and all that stuff.
Man. Oh, man. You have just admitted that all over the air. I do not... I barely want kids myself. I don't want kids I don't know about that might be mine. It might come looking for me one day, especially if I become rich and famous. Then they really come looking for you.
Like all these illegitimate prince kids that are trying to pop up. Mm-hmm.
Or your other kid that ends up meeting one of them, and then you have
that got weird. And then final question on this, guys. What celebrity have you been told that you've been that you look like?
God, the guy that plays Nick Miller on New Girl.
Yeah,
like him. I don't know who that guy is. Violator?
I've gotten... I'll go edit that. I've gotten Adam, what's his face from Maroon 5.
Adam Lambert.
Levine, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Levine, not Lambert.
Yeah, Adam Levine, you wish. I've gotten Dave Chappelle way too much.
I can see that too.
All right, hashtag moving along. Johnny B. Bad. Wife, Amber Heard, has filed for divorce from Johnny Depp. But that's not all. She is also posting pictures of alleged domestic violence, and a restraining order has been filed against Depp as well. Yep. The photos don't look too damaging, and Amber is claiming Johnny is drunk and drugged, that he's a mess. Do you feel, here's a question, guys, do you feel that celebrities are given too much of a benefit of the doubt if we like their material?
Yes. Yes, they definitely do. They get off, they get away with more than any normal person could, when they should be role models and they should be made an example of instead. But no, we're like, oh, you just did that big blockbuster movie and we really loved it. So no, it's cool. Slap on the wrist. You go ahead and go back to acting. You know, go ahead and make your $100,000 or $300,000 a year. You can afford all these court fees. But if I were to do that, I'd be in jail and, like, working off, you know, debt forever.
Yeah, because you're not important, apparently.
Exactly.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we do it with athletes. I think the Baylor scandal down there.
We treat them like royalty.
Yeah, exactly. We treat people that have a talent that we can't do way too well. And I think we need to start...
Especially if they're known for it.
Yes.
But we could all do it, too, if we just put our efforts into it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if...
Maybe lucky at some point.
I think we could all act. All
right. Moving right along. We got a couple more, and then we'll end it. Hashtag Captain Hydra. We did this in the
tap.
Yeah, the what's on tap. Marvel Comics has released a new Captain America series that paints Steve Rogers as a Hydra sleeper cell agent the entire time. Now, here's the question, guys. Is turning a hero evil lazy writing or just a good way to have controversy?
It's definitely a twist, and it's definitely going to get the controversy.
It's done all the time.
Yes.
It's done all the time. It's happened to every comic book character. It's why we have things like Batman versus Superman and things like that. It is lazy writing, though, yes.
That's why I call it lazy writing, because it does happen all the time.
Because you could easily think of it, like, oh, well, I can just make him a bad guy.
Exactly. There's nothing more to it. Like, yes, now he's a part of Hydra. Oh, well, Captain America was a symbol against the Nazis. Now he's a Nazi. It doesn't make any sense. And then finally...
Especially with his backstory.
Brainbots, you got a little hashtag for us.
Oh, I do, yes. Hashtag you dirty puck. That's P-U-C-K, puck.
Huh?
Well, okay, to explain it, Glee actor Mark Salling, a.k.a. his character Puck, was indicted on child pornography charges.
Oh, no. We're not going into that tonight, but where can...
You pulled a Jared?
Well, I was just going to ask, what is your guilty pleasure? But, you know, community, go ahead and tell us what your guilty pleasure is using the hashtag YouDirtyPuck at ZaboysMedia on Twitter, or at facebook.com/ZaboysMedia Network. We'd love to hear your answers.
Yes, we would love to hear your answers. And we also love to hear great heavy metal. And this is a band called As Above, So Below. It was named after a movie, or the movie was named after them. Find out more on ZaboysMedia.com, at Radio Zaboys, or facebook.com/ZaboysMedia. This is As Above, So Below with their hit song, Built to Fall.
Fail.
Fall. We failed. Fail! We'll be back. Boys Power Hour. My name is Positive C, Chris Edwards. I have Jimmy the Brain Box Thornquist with me, like always, and Violator Will Shotwell. It is closing. It is closing time here. That is the Boys Power Hour, and so we have a little something to tell you right now.
Man, oh man, are these cookies delicious.
No. Actually, Jim, that's my oh my.
Don't tell me how to talk. I tell you this every week.
No, Brain Box, I'm really sorry, but that's the name of the freaking bakery, man. Because you see, my oh my is homemade baked goods. Better than your grandmother used to make, and without that guilt about you not calling her.
Oh, that's right. My oh my, what a catchy name.
That's not the only thing catchy about it. The taste, the look, all of it will leave you saying the name of my oh my in your sleep.
Well, I'm never going to sleep if I keep eating these delicious treats.
Actually, Jim, that sounds more like cocaine addiction, but who am I to judge? If you want to become addicted to great home baking, call 817-501-6593. That's 817-501-6593. Or look her up on Facebook and Instagram, M-A-I-O-H-M-A-I underscore home bakery. That's my oh my underscore home bakery. Mm-mm, good in your mouth. And we are back with closing time here. That's the Boys Power Hour.
Closing time.
That means it's time for something completely different. And in this edition of Now for Something Completely Different, we're going to go with a the Boys radio show favorite. If you guys out there listen to the Boys radio show, our 2-hour or 3-hour edition, you've heard Who Would You Rather? So we're going to play it right now, and it's a really fun game. You guys play it all the time at the bars. You guys ask a who would you rather question, you give some selections, whatever, and you have a good conversation about it. That's what we're about to do right now. The first who would you rather question. Who would you rather have to share a paddle boat after a wild and tiring day at the park? And I actually put this up at the Boys Media on a poll question, and no one answered anyway, so we'll figure it out right now. Who would you rather share a paddle boat with after a wild and tiring day at the park?
You know, this one's so clean, I'm almost scared to hear what your other ones are.
All right, exactly, right? would you rather hang out with George Zimmerman? Yes, the guy who killed Trayvon Martin and tried to sell a gun recently. Yes, in an auction. Would you like to hang out with the Affluenza team? Whatever his name, I can't remember his name. The Affluenza team that...
Ethan Couch.
There you go. Lord. Yes, that kid who would probably take you to Tibet or wherever he is out of the country. Or would you like to hang out with the pharma bro, the guy who decided to buy all the AIDS medicine and charge $720 million or whatever it costs? Who would you rather share a paddle boat with after a wild and tiring day at the park? Brain box.
Hard one.
Brain box.
I don't want to hang out with any of these people. Can I just vote out and no?
I'm going with Farmer Bro so that I can slap him with a paddle and drown him.
I'm going to go with Farmer Bro as well because he's going to pay for the paddle ride.
I'm going to go with George Zimmerman because I don't know if he's going to make it off the boat.
Exactly. So we're all in cahoots.
Oh, he'll make it off the boat.
We're murdering one of these people.
He might not get back on the boat.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm leaving him right in the middle of that lake. And I'm probably tired of him anyway. It's been a long day at the park. Next, who would you rather? Who would you rather have sing you a lullaby? And this is
a lullaby.
A lullaby. And this is an AC/DC edition of Who Would You Rather for this one. Would you rather Axl Rose, the newest singer of AC/DC, Brian Johnson, the guy who was fronting AC/DC,
and can't hear anymore,
exactly, or the ghost of Bon Scott? Because Bon Scott's dead. It would have to be the ghost of Bon Scott. So who would you rather sing you a lullaby? Axl Rose, Brian Johnson, or the ghost of Bon Scott?
The ghost of Bon Scott.
And why so?
Because I don't want to listen to Axl Rose screech at me while I try to go to sleep. And I want to listen to Brian Johnson be drunkenly like, go to sleep and good night. And not even be able to hear his own song, you know?
Yeah, okay. Violator.
I'll go with Bon Scott as well, or dead Bon Scott.
The ghost of Bon Scott.
Yeah, the ghost of Bon Scott, because if I turn off my third eye, I won't hear him anymore.
And
it's a ghost.
I am totally okay with Axl Rose, and this is why. I've heard the song Patience.
Yeah.
It basically puts me to sleep anyway. I know that I can go to sleep to Axl Rose singing.
You'll be that bored.
It'll be that bored, yeah. All you need is a little patience, guys. All right. Who would you rather... And this is a movie version of Who Would You Rather right here. Movie version. Who would you rather have to explain to them that you failed at whatever task they sent you on? Would you rather tell Ultron from Avengers 2, Age of Ultron.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather tell...
Ultron's the good guy at the end, right?
No, he's the robot.
Vision's
the
robot. Oh, okay.
Would you rather tell Kylo Ren? Or would you rather tell your mother? Would you rather tell that you failed at whatever task that you were put on? Your mother, Kylo Ren, or Ultron?
I'm going with my mother because she's a very understanding woman. I don't think she's going to force choke me or try to murder me with whatever Ultron uses.
Right.
More Ultron powers.
More robots. Yeah, exactly. She's actually some robots to murder me.
Oh, why are you taking all my answers?
I'm sorry.
I have to go with my mom, too, because she loves me.
So there you go. Yeah.
I'm going with my mom, too. My mom freaking loves the hell out of me. Right. Like, I'm so glad we all picked our mothers and we didn't, like, okay, well, Kylo Ren's just a sissy and Ultron's a robot. Right. No, your mom is awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone out there, love your mothers. Be a mother lover. And finally, my addition to Who Would You Rather? Family. Who would you rather, and this is a fighting edition, guys, who would you rather fight in a cage fight if they had one hand tied behind their back. Mm. One hand tied behind their back. Conor McGregor. Mm. Conor McGregor. Floyd Money Mayweather. Team Money up in here. Or Texas Rangers second baseman Rupnik or Dor. Who would you rather fight in a cage match with one hand tied behind their back?
I'm letting Violator go first. I keep taking his answers.
Yes, okay, Violator.
I'm going to tie Rupnik Odor's right hand.
Okay.
Maybe I can dodge the left hand because I've seen how he punches with the right one. And it's brutal.
Okay.
I'm going Floyd Mayweather because he just runs around anyways. So with one arm, he's got less chance to hit me. And as long as I run around too and tire him out, I can get in there and get a hit.
I am also going to go with Rupnik or Dor, but I actually am going to tie the left hand down because, yes, the right hand connected. It didn't knock Jose Bautista out. Rugi's lefty. Yeah. He bats left-handed, so he knows how to use both. I'm gonna go ahead and tie that left one down and see if I can have a little trade. Plus, he's like 5'2", so I think that's probably your best bet. But actually, I think all of them are like 5'2". I think this would be like midget wrestling if they all. Oh man! Speaking of midget wrestling, Jimmy in the Brain Box. I heard you have a couple of who would you rathers.
Well, I've got one. It's more of a what would you rather. And what it is what would you rather settle on in your life? Your career, your marriage, or your passions?
Oh.
I would much rather settle on my career. Because I think if you live with your passions still everywhere, like no matter what your career is, you can still go off and do kind of things for yourself. If you settle on your love life, you're never going to be happy ever, ever, ever. You're going to keep moving on. But if you settle on your career, you know what? It's probably going to make you money and allow you to be able to do your passions and to be with the person you love.
I agree. I can't say it any better myself.
Well, I have a hard time because my career is my passion. So,
yeah, you're good.
Like, that's kind of a killer right there. But hey, you know what? I'd settle on my career versus my passion any day.
Yeah.
We are all living our passions right now with the Boys Power Hour. Thank you out there for listening to us on theboysmedia.com. Thanks for finding us on Twitter at theboysmedia. Thanks for finding us on the Facebook at facebook.com/theboysmedianetwork. Or if you want to go straight to the Boys Media Radio Show, go to facebook.com/... The Boys Radio?
The Boys Media.
The Boys Media.
The website is theboysmedia.com.
We need to organize this and gather it all up and put it to you so you guys can definitely find it very, very easy. What you can also find easy is our next band, who is some easy listening if you like. Well, what kind of music is this there, Jimmy DeBrain Box?
Alternative folk.
Oh, so it is easy listening.
Yeah, very easy listening. They're out of Burleson.
Oh, what are they called there, sir?
They are called Greenlight Pistol. And this will be their song, The Tavern Street Blues.
And be aware, if you have the Tavern Street Blues, that you don't go out and do something crazy. Be safe out there, everybody. This is the Positive C. That's Jimmy the Brain Box. Adios. I got the Violator, Planet Knobs and Twisties. The Boys Power Hour will be back next week on theboysmedia.com.
A secret in the bricks, from the tavern to the sticks, a bump in the street I know. There's a flower coming through to help me with my blues, cause I'm blue since my baby's gone. It was a dark night, no moonlight, the perfect time to do it right. Next time, you'll think twice, do what you're doing.
beneath a pile of stone. It was a dark. Dark night, no moonlight, the perfect.